This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Thursday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith back with you. Got Bear and Jake in here with me, getting you ready for the big toy drive tomorrow at National RX. We're excited about it. We'll tell you more about it after the top 5 at 5. Here's Jake.
Thanks, Russell. Up first, Tennessee defensive back Alante Taylor will not play in Tennessee's bowl game and will prepare himself for the upcoming NFL draft. Some draft boards have him going as high as the second round. No matter where he ends up, one cannot deny that he played a key role in keeping the team together after the turmoil that this team has been through in the past few seasons.
What is your top one or two Alante Taylor memories?
Number one has to be the shimmy at Grocery World Field this year when he pick-sixed him.
That was good.
That was a great one.
That was very good.
That'd be my first, and then my second would probably be the first one where he got us the free cookies against Tennessee Tech.
That was good.
Damn, cookie some monster. Good cookies.
He's
Bob.
Been here for 4 years. I'm trying to think of some from earlier seasons.
He made a big play against Auburn in
that game down there. That fumble that like rolled all the way from like the 20-yard line.
Oh, yeah, and then he finally snatched it up.
He was finally the guy just kind of scooped it up at the one and walked in.
Did he not make a huge – didn't he have like a really like almost sports center like pick six his freshman year and really flashed? Wasn't that him? He like jumped a route like fast his freshman year and I think snagged one. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, man. He's a good player, man. I hope he does well in the draft and –
He's a great kid.
Wish he wanted to play in the bowl game, but
take care of your business, son.
That's the way.
Go get paid.
The way things are now.
And up next at number two, Washington's game at number 11 Arizona, scheduled for tonight, has been postponed due to COVID-19 protocols within the Huskies program. The Pac-12 conference will work with the programs to try to find a mutually agreeable date to reschedule the game for later in the season.
Now, which game is this? I'm sorry.
Washington at Arizona.
Football?
Basketball.
Basketball. Right. They have the Pac-12 championship tomorrow, right? Playing that in Vegas?
Sounds right.
Like how they played that game on Friday. That's a smart move by them.
Playing at Raider Stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, Utah and Oregon.
I talked with Christopher Gabriel earlier in the show about what the Pac-12 needs to do to get back on the map. And I like watching that game. I'll watch that tomorrow at the Utah and Oregon?
Yeah.
And that's savvy by them, I think, to play it on. Nobody's going to stay up and watch your game late on a Saturday. You don't want to play it early in the morning. Play it midday, local time, evening on the Eastern time zone on a Friday when people are chilling at home. A lot of people watch that game.
That's a good move. Up next, number three, Taysom Hill will make his first start at quarterback this season for the New Orleans Saints tonight after he practiced fully all week with partially torn plantar fascia that has limited him since week 10. However, Saints offense won't be at full strength against the Cowboys as star running back Alvin Kamara and offensive tackles Terron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk will all be inactive.
Saints got to draft a quarterback this year, right?
Yeah. Taysom Hill. When did he do that?
First month of the season.
Yep.
Yeah. I had one rupture completely. I'm not a pro athlete. Everybody knows that, but that's a
don't sell yourself short, Bear.
That's up there on the whole pain scale.
Cowboys a 6.5-point favorite tonight in the dome.
And up next, number four, Nebraska record-setting quarterback Adrian Martinez A three-time captain entered NCAA's football transfer portal today. Martinez, who is listed as a graduate transfer in the portal, has made 38 starts for the Huskers over his four-year career.
We'd be interested to know the backstory there. Is that, like, I just need a fresh start, or do you think Scott Frost said, look, dude, you need to go?
I don't know that we'll ever know.
We may never know.
We may never know.
Maybe a mixture of both.
Probably.
That's so weird, man. I mean, he was our guy, right? That was going to be Butch's savior.
Yeah. And then he went to Nebraska.
Well, I believe Pruitt basically processed him.
Could Pruitt be the worst talent evaluator you've ever seen?
You don't fit my offense. We're looking for more of a drop-back quarterback.
JG's going to give us the best chance to win.
They had to have something on him. Go ahead.
And number five, most of us are familiar with the 43 car in NASCAR, most notably because of Richard Petty. Now owner of GMS Racing and the founder of Allegiant Airlines, Maurice Gallagher has purchased the majority ownership stake in Petty Motorsports for $19.1 million. Feel like he got away cheap with this one.
What's the going rate for a race car these days?
I mean, depends on which team you want to buy.
For an entire team? I mean, if you're looking, let's say he would even want to sell it, like Hendrick Motorsports, that whole race team with everything, and well over in excess of $100 million.
It's not just the team; it's Hendrick engines.
Yeah, I mean, all the equipment, all the brand, just everything. Yeah, it'd be well in excess of $100 million at least.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jake. That is the Top 5 at 5, brought to you by National RX, Farragut's Neighborhood Community Pharmacy. We're going to be out there tomorrow, folks, doing the show live from 3 to 6. And we would love for you to come out and participate in their annual Toys for Tots Toy Drive. And if you don't know, Toys for Tots is an organization run by the United States Marine Corps Reserve to bring Christmas gifts to children whose parents cannot afford to buy them Christmas gifts. So we're going to be out there tomorrow. We'd love for you unwrapped toys. Do not wrap them. No food, no realistic looking weapons. Please just bring unwrapped. That's the best part of it to me. Like,
you don't have to wrap them.
Yeah, I can't wrap thing. Like, I just cannot do it.
That's why I just put everything in bags.
I don't waste money on bags, and I kind of enjoy the whole wrapping thing while you're watching like football or sports or something.
I hate it.
But you can't reuse the paper. You can reuse the bags.
And I'm horrible at it. And I'll do stuff like I've wrapped presents in aluminum foil before.
Don't do that. Please don't do that. Bring your toys out tomorrow,
so
National RX and Farragut on Kingston Pike, right next to Wendy's. They're going to be accepting them all day, so if you can't get loose in the afternoon, you can bring it by in the morning. And if you can't get loose tomorrow at all, they will be there on Saturday. That we're going to leave the boxes there. The Marines are going to pick them up on Monday. So go on in there and take a couple of toys for Toys for Tots. Tomorrow, our big toy drive. We're counting on you folks. Make us look good. It's the first time we've been out to National RX in over a year, and we want to start these Friday remotes with a bang out there. So we're hoping to see you tomorrow in West Knoxville. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Who's next, Bear?
Brad in La Follette.
What's up, Brad?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, that's a great charity, man. We've got to take care of the kids.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you.
Hey, you was talking about Josh Heupel last hour, talking about playing basketball. I got to go to my first game of the year against Vanderbilt, and I got to see Coach Heupel, man, out there pregame. Man, he still got it. I mean, he's throwing fade routes in the end zone, 30 yards out. I mean, he kind of looked Jared Lorenzen-esque.
He's still got the cannon.
Well, I remember before the season, Alex Golish, the offensive coordinator, was doing an interview, and they were asking him about the quarterbacks and who had the strongest arm. And he only half-jokingly, I believe, said, probably Coach Heupel. But I think Milton might have him beat in that department at this point. But, yeah, man, Coach Heupel can fling it.
Yeah, this was pregame. Nobody had any pads on or anything, but he threw like a 30-yard slant, and the guy he was throwing to was running to the corner of the end zone, and there was a guy walking the other direction, and they slammed into each other. It was bad. I thought one of them, at least one of them, was hurt. Their heads hit together.
No. Oh, no.
They kind of just stood there and looked at each other for a minute. Yeah, it was another player. And Coach Hopple just turned around and was like, I'm done.
Well, but, Coach Hopple's a winner. You know, you go back and look at his high school teams, won state championships, I believe. And he goes the JUCO route, and he gets to Oklahoma, and he won a national championship. As a guy that I think he had a cup of coffee in the NFL, but he didn't stick, obviously. And I think that's important. He's been around winning programs. He expects to win, and you got to have that.
I've got a question for you guys. Okay, let's say Hendon Hooker goes to the NFL. We swing and miss on Gabriel. We're looking for a quarterback. I just seen where Adrian Martinez has entered the transfer portal. Would you take a chance on him?
If Hooker wasn't coming back, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just – again, this is the Josh Heupel love fest here, but you kind of trust that guy's judgment, right? Yeah. Like, I think he's going to be able to find you somebody in that scenario. First of all, I think Hooker is coming back based on a couple of things. But even if he didn't and you're between a rock and a hard place, like, I think there's so many guys out there, and Jake Haner is one, the guy from Fresno State. There are dudes out there who maybe at the group of five level, maybe even in the FCS, who have proven themselves and want to move up and want to show that they can compete at the highest level. And you got to trust that Heupel is going to be able to identify those guys. So I don't think he's just going to go for a big name just because he's in the portal.
I mean, part of me thinks that Heupel would kind of like that. I mean, to take a quarterback that Scott Frost couldn't do anything with, a guy that, you know, kind of coached under.
That would be – I didn't thought about that angle. That would be interesting, yes.
If he was to turn him into a player, ooh, Lord.
I mean, what would that say about Frost?
Yeah. All right, guys. I'd like to weigh in on the trough talk, but I guess I'll save that for later.
No, feel free. It's a trough free.
What are you doing? What are you doing to our radio show? It's 5 o'clock. There are people eating right
now.
This
is one of our regular callers. If he wants, we were. It's the subject of the day.
It's not the subject of the day.
It is, man. You cannot talk about that stadium without in renovations yes. without talking about the trough.
Yes, you can. You absolutely can.
You're like the person that just ignores the problem and doesn't want to talk about it because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. We're never going to get anything resolved unless we bring it out in the sunshine is nature's disinfectant,
man,
Russ.
The quickest stadium bathroom experience I've enjoyed in the ever was at that new Atlanta stadium, the Falcons play. You walk up in there, and I'm talking about during halftime. And there are no troughs. They're all urinals. You got the dividers in there. It's civilized.
How would you remember from that night?
You are in and out of there, lickety-split, just like that. What do you mean, how would I remember?
You guys were in full-on, you and Chance Collins were in a full-on blackout rage with a touch of, I'm going to go ahead and say it, Russ. It seemed like you guys were intoxicated on your halftime periscope.
I had a couple of beers. I was not intoxicated, man. I had to do the first ever voluntary reaction for like 5 hours on the way home. I was perfectly had my wits about me. I was just mad because I was watching Butch Jones try and blow a game to Georgia Tech. But that's beside the point. Point is, troughs are antiquated. It's uncivilized. It's 2021. We're not animals. There's better ways of doing this, and Neyland Stadium needs to embrace the future. You guys need to quit living in the past and clinging to your outdated waste removal processes, which are quite frankly a little weird. And you know what I mean. It's a little weird that you guys, like, this is what you want. Oh, look at that.
You embarrassed.
Am I
wanking?
Hang out with like 30 other dudes.
You kind of embarrassed to step up to the plate, Russ. That's what it kind of sounds like to me.
I mean,
you got a little feeling you have some, you know, some, I don't know what
inadequacy
the word,
issues.
Inadequacy issues. Yeah, I didn't want to say
that's
it.
That's what
but
you're
there.
Saying. Oh, you clearly do want to say it. So just go ahead and say it. I mean,
it's a bad look for the drive.
I'm completely comfortable with that aspect of it. What I'm not comfortable with is being surrounded by a bunch of other dudes with their wieners hanging out. Okay.
So does Brandon LaFollette get a gold star?
Don't try and turn this around on me like I'm the weird one because you want to have a pee party with a bunch of other dudes.
There's nothing wrong with a trough. Like, if they were to auction off either a piece of the concrete from the stadium or one of the troughs, I'd go buy one of the troughs.
Yes. Could Russell make it through boot camp with no dividers between the toilets and like a row of 20 of them in a barracks?
Oh, there's not even a door, man.
There's nothing. You're just elbow to elbow from what I've seen. It's like football.
I'll show you pictures of NTC at Fort Irwin, California.
Sounds great. Let's do that. Let's just get rid of the stalls and have a bunch of toilets sitting out there. You walk in there and see Bubba from up in G7 sitting there with his pants around his ankles. Yeah, that's what we need. Take a quick time out. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Back here on the drive, Fan Run Radio. Let's get a call from Westchester. What's up, Westchester?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
Hey, guess who survived another trip around the sun?
Hey, happy birthday, Westchester.
Happy birthday, my man.
Thank you, Eric.
And they said he wouldn't last. He's still here.
How's the mullet looking these days, buddy?
It's good. I need to get it trimmed up a little bit.
Is it still glorious? Shape.
Yeah, it's getting back to it. It's not quite there yet, but it's, you know, a work in progress.
All right.
But, guys, besides troughs, is there anything we're talking about today?
Yes, in all honesty, and I apologize to any listeners. Yeah, right. Where do you stand? Smoking hot question of the day. Where do you stand on the renovations going on at Neyland Stadium?
I'm surprised that the university hasn't tried to make more money off. Like, the fact that they're not, I mean, they tore down Stokely, and we had to sneak over to steal bricks. Like, why are we not selling this stuff? Like you said, someone said earlier, you know, if Dickey was in charge and stuff would be in the ball shop and be numbered, and that's true. I mean, we're throwing away history, and I don't know why.
I would hope they learn their lesson after Stokely. Yeah, I mean, that still gives me a case of the red. As my buddy Jeff out in Oak Ridge would say, gives me a case of the red, honey. The fact that all of our history that was in Stokely, which covered all sports, football, basketball, wrestling, everything. I mean, it's just gone. People, like you just said, you guys went over there and took bricks. People went over there and got a lot of stuff. The things that I really miss, you remember those giant photographs? It'd be like winning plays from like the old Alabama games, and it'd be like all drawn out, like, you know, with the – you probably don't even remember that, do you? They'd have like a winning play against Alabama, and it'd be diagrammed out with
yeah,
like
Joey Kent selling those things.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. What Joey selling's really cool, but people who saw what I'm talking about hanging in Stokely was incredible. So, but yeah, and that stuff's just gone. Nobody knows. I mean, hell, it's probably in somebody's, you know, man cave now.
Oh, I know. Is that picture in the Sentinel look like I took a fall down about four flights of stairs? I don't know. It was a weird picture. I don't understand why they put that in there, and I just don't get it. I mean,
just kind of, I don't know. It just I don't know what it was about that picture that struck people, got them all up in their feels about the stadium, but it did. And I'm sure that's not what was intended by the. I mean, the university's just they're trying to make it better for the fans and make money and get our program going.
It kind of reminded me a little bit of when Tom Mattingly tried to make us all feel bad for storming the field after Florida in 98. They had all those pictures of the destruction of the shrubs and the fence.
Oh, yeah. It was a mess after that. But, I mean, heck, that's
– it's a lot of money.
You have a win like that, and that's what happens, man. Nobody was hurt, as I recall. Seriously, anyway. I'm sure there were a few bumps and bruises.
Nothing major. We worked out. It worked out all right. That season turned out okay, I think. Guys, another day without a coaching carousel concern for Tennessee is always a good day too, right? Still got Heupel.
There is a little small piece of breaking news. It's just kind of strange. Apparently Bronco Mendenhall has resigned, guys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's effective immediately.
After the bowl game.
Oh, after the bowl game?
Yeah. You know who, Virginia, you know it's time to hire. Bring him home, Virginia.
One.
Do it.
Oh, my God.
One Derek Dulander. Walk on tight end.
Derek Dooley. He's got some coordinator experience now that he didn't have before he came to Tennessee. He's got some NFL experience. This is the guy. This is the guy. College football is better with Derek Dooley in it as long as he's not in Knoxville.
It's my birthday, and you're the one that's hammered, Russ. All right. Y'all have a good show.
Westchester, thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Portions of our program brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. NFL Thursday Night Football. FanDuel's the place to be tonight for new users. 30-1 odds on either the Cowboys or Saints to win. And with the Saints starting Taysom Hill, banged up Taysom Hill, the Cowboys a 6-point favorite. All I'm saying is, if you're new to FanDuel, you haven't signed up yet, you sign up now, you turn a $5 bet on the Cowboys into $150. It's pretty easy. It's just sitting there, folks. What are you waiting on? Take advantage. FanDuel, go check them out. You maybe set up a same game parlay for you regulars over there tonight. Maybe take the Cowboys on the money line. Maybe Dak Prescott over yards. Zeke Elliott anytime touchdown score. That one sounds good as well. When you win at FanDuel, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. Plus, they're already hooking new customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Your friend gets $50 too. See for yourself why FanDuel is the number one sportsbook in America. Sign up with our promo code DRIVE1 before the matchup tonight. You could win $150 on just a $5 bet. Again, that's promo code DRIVE1 so they know we set you. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Kevin is up next. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. The whole trough conversation, I had to call in and share some troubling things that I saw in Neyland Stadium bathrooms.
This is a safe place, Kevin. Shoot.
This is loosely related to the trough, and I don't know if the trough needs to stay or go. So maybe you guys can comment on this. But so I had twice this season people try to, like, high-five me and, like, knuckle me in the bathroom. One, and these were both trough bathrooms with, you know, mostly young guys, you know, trying to say, like, go Vols. Like,
yeah, I'm sure everybody's now, like, washing their hands in there, too. Everybody uses the hand-washing station at Neyland Stadium after they use the trough.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, he's going for high fives directly after guys have just exited the trough. Like, he's clearly aware that that these people haven't washed their hands. And another dude was doing the unedited version of Let's Go Brandon, trying to high-five people by their, you know, trough stations. And
classy bunch.
I think this is related to the trough, because I think the trough elicits some pretty savage behavior because it's such a savage piece of equipment. I think it should stay for that reason, because I think
that's the exact reason that it needs to go. You're absolutely right. I mean, there's a lot of testosterone in there, and it brings out the most animalistic, worst tendencies in men. And I'll go ahead and say it. If not for the troughs, I doubt you would have had that ugly scene at the Ole Miss game. And you would have had that big old brouhaha. People would have handled their disappointment better. We would have walked out of there, and we wouldn't have had to pay a $100,000 fine or whatever it ended up being.
I feel like that to retain some shred of integrity in the soul of that place, There should be one designated trough bathroom for the troughers.
So that all you perverts can go out there and, quote-unquote, hang out together? Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Go ahead and
why are you lumping me in with them?
Go ahead and have your trough room, because you're the one who's advocating for this.
I'm just saying that I'm not going to discriminate against the troughers.
I am.
It's a free country.
Troughers are not welcome here. Grow up, people.
So you're saying all I'm saying
is just one bathroom. You can make it a palace.
The trough room, yeah. No need to even put a sink in the trough room, because none of these idiots who would voluntarily use that when there are other more civilized options are in need of soap and water.
You realize that you can move a lot more people through a trough room than you can.
You can't. Did you not just listen to what I said about the new Atlanta Stadium? There are more efficient ways to do this.
I'm not going
to
take your word for anything. If you not figured that out by now after 10 years of friendship?
Okay, I mean, that's fine. You can just sit there and be wrong, but I'm telling you, this is not the way we do business in 2021.
It may not be the way you do business. I believe that you can move more people through with the trough system.
Okay, you can believe that the sky is orange. It doesn't make it right. I'm telling you.
Technically, like, it is orange on sunset.
There is no... You look at any of these new stadiums that are being built, there is a reason the trough is getting rid of troughs because they're inefficient. They're getting rid of them because they're nasty.
You don't touch the trough, though.
You just drop down and let it fly.
You don't touch the urinal either, Jake. I mean, what are you talking about? What are you?
Now, I will
you said
say
they're
this.
Disgusting, but nobody
I will say
them.
This. I had a buddy who used to do this all the time. Games. Oh, this is funnier now. This guy would go in. Anytime he went in, he would go to the trough bathroom, and he would he was always hammered when he did it, but it was just funny as hell. You know how when you take your 2-year-old into the bathroom and they just take it all, the pants and underwear down to their ankles? That's what this guy would do, he was 3 years old.
Kevin, do you have anything else you'd like to add to the program today?
Well, would it change your mind if they did replace the trough with a fancier stainless steel trough? I mean, that'd be pretty cool, right?
Kevin, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Kevin gets a gold
added
star.
A lot this afternoon. Good Lord.
Kevin, you keep track of it. I'll bring the chart in tomorrow.
I was going places at one point. I mean, this wasn't part of the plan. I was going to a mid-market stop next, maybe in Nashville or something
man.
Like
that's
that.
That's funny. My buddy was funny. That's funny. That'd be funny as hell, wouldn't it?
Here in the next year or two, I should be in New York City,
just
LA,
into a food city
or Chicago.
Bathroom and
instead, I'm sitting in here
hanging
talking
out
about
with Christopher Gabriel over on the
you
loony
idiots.
Left coast. Go out there with him and bask in the sunshine in Fresno.
Carter is next. Hello, Carter. You're on the Drive Fan Run Radio.
I will not hear a foul word about the left coast. I'm out here in San Diego having a grand old time.
You watch your step, Carter.
Hey, it's all legal out here, baby. No, two I'm questions out. For you guys. First off, for the Toys for Tots drives, for those of us who are out of state, is there anything we can do to contribute-wise?
It's a good question. I would refer you to toysfortots.org. You might be able to mail something or just donate to a local place if you're out there. I mean, these guys are everywhere. So toysfortots.org would have more information about how you can donate out of area there.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. And my second question, more serious, is about the truck. No, I'm just kidding. we're hearing a lot of offensive names in the transfer portal. If you're Josh Heupel, you know your linebacker situation, you know your DB situation. Who's the main guy you're going for? And I'll shut up and listening. Go Vols, boys.
Talk about just from in terms of position. I don't know, because we need help everywhere, man. We need help everywhere. That right tackle position and replacing Cade Mays is big.
It's pretty big shoes to fill. We have to shore up the middle of our defense.
Yeah, if you could find a stout middle linebacker that can run, I mean, that'd be hard to turn down. And, yeah, safeties for sure.
What about this Hazelwood kid from Oklahoma?
Oh.
I mean, you've got to replace
Javonte. Javonte.
I mean, like I said,
we've got a lot of guys to replace.
I'm not trying to dodge the question, Carter. It's a hard one to answer, man. But and a lot of it just depends on the quality of the player, right? So, for instance, say you think middle linebacker is the most important position, but maybe you can't get a great player there, but you could get Jake mentioned Jaden Hazelwood, who's a stud wide receiver. Okay, receiver might not be the bigger position of need, but give me the better player. Like a receiver like that who can add 10 touchdowns over the course of a season versus a linebacker, I'd probably lean towards the receiver.
When you add a win or two.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm all about just absolutely picking over Oklahoma's roster like a vulture. After, because they tampered.
Yeah, but if we're going to do that, we don't need to do it over phone. We need to get these guys on Xbox Live or PlayStation Network, have our players do the tampering for us.
Quick timeout. The drive continues. Nothing like discussing NCAA violations live on the radio.
You can do it on that.
You were uncomfortable talking about the troughs.
Fan Run Radio. We're back with more right after this. The docket brought to you by Fox and Farmer Attorneys at Law. They win for East Tennessee. We'll start in East Tennessee today. Two homemade explosive devices were found inside a Kerryville home during an execution of a search warrant by the Campbell County Sheriff's Office. Deputies found a substance believed to be methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and two homemade explosive devices.
It's absolutely stunning news coming out of Campbell County.
Do we have names?
Two men found inside the residence, Raymond Gibbs and Gregory Thomas, were placed under arrest. These your people?
Don't know who they are.
Would you tell us if you did?
By God, no.
Well, this is good because it gets even more sordid at this point. Gibbs, who had been living at the home for more than a month, was found to be in violation of the sex offender registry.
That's always a good thing. You ever get on there and see if you got any living around you?
Yeah.
Woof.
Failing to report a change of residence. Investigators said he also had absconded from Davidson County in violation of his probation, where he was found guilty of several pretty awful things.
Disgusting.
Elsewhere in Rhode Island, a man involved in a legal tussle with the town of Portsmouth earlier this year over signs on his property critical of town officials is back at it. Michael DiPaola recently bought a plot of land on a busy road on which he placed more signs, including one that includes a picture of actors Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels as Lloyd and Harry from the classic movie Dumb and Dumber, complaining of, quote, corruption, selective enforcement, conflict of interest, and harassment.
Harassment.
DiPaola, a real estate developer, says the town selectively enforces zoning codes, adding, quote, they will crucify me, but they will let other people get away with anything. It's selective enforcement. It's favoritism. Welcome town administrator Richard Rayner Jr. denies the town selectively enforces its rules, and while he considers the signs, quote, reprehensible, he says there's not much the town can do about them.
Welcome to small town politics.
Well, DiPaola, with the backing of the American Civil Liberties Union of Rhode Island, sued the town in January, saying his free speech rights were violated when the town ordered him to remove his signs, and the suit was settled in his favor in April. Fight the power! Stick it to the man! That's what I always say. Isn't that what I always say?
That is what you say.
It's one of the things you say.
That is the docket. Brought to you by Fox and Farmer Attorneys at Law. Call them today to set up a free consultation, 865-531-9400. Remember, they don't get paid unless you do. So if you've been injured in a traffic accident, an on-the-job accident, any kind of accident, Fox and Farmer Attorneys at Law can help. They win for East Tennessee. Again, that number, 865-531-9400, online at foxandfarmer.com. Cruising along with you got the Overtime Boys here from 6 until 8 p.m. We will be with you tomorrow live at National RX for the annual Toys for Tots Toy Drive. Very excited about that. Hope you'll come out and participate. And right now we're headed back to the phones where Trey is next. Hello, Trey.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well. Thanks.
Thanks. Sorry to rehash a topic from yesterday, but I just thought this was hilarious as I was listening to the podcast. Y'all are talking about Osama and, you know, his body and whatnot. Can you imagine, and this isn't political at all, but can you imagine if that happened under Trump? Like, Osama would still be hanging from Trump Tower to this day. Like, that cracked me up thinking about how different that situation was.
Do what now?
You're really, this is your call? This is your call.
I had to sit on this all night. I got more. I'm coming at Willie.
So they would have done like the William Wallace, like send his limbs like to Ned four Stark. Quarters of the kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a message to other would-be terrorists, it's a deterrent.
Yeah.
There's no doubt you'd be able to go visit Osama.
No I mean, why anyway. Not? Let's inflame the Muslim world all. More than they're already inflamed.
Anyway, change of gears. Willie, who you going to get, buddy? This from yesterday. They're already trying to run Heupel. Oh, who you going to get?
Who you going to get?
Seriously.
You know who he wants. I mean, you know his plan. I mean, his dream coach is finally available.
Yeah, I love Tennessee.
And he just wants Gruden. Gruden and Quarles.
I mean, it's one thing to take on Jamie. It's a whole nother kettle of fish if you're really going to step up to the plate with Boxcar Willie.
More steam.
You don't think Trey can handle more the steam. Raging intellect that is Willie?
No, I think that it's going to end up causing me problems because I'm afraid Willie's not going to get any gold stars anymore and you're going to ban him.
Hey, it's all part of the plan, Bear. We can get the whole Legion of Miserable off here at once. That's
wow.
A win for everybody.
We'll call Trey the cleaner. He's here to clean up
yeah.
the drive.
I'll go ahead and tell you, buddy.
It's about
I used to
time.
Be a member, and the drive wouldn't be the drive without the Legion.
You go ahead, Trey. I've got your back.
Hey, it's all good. I do enjoy hearing them call, and their terrible takes. It's half the fun of the show. And another topic, guys, totally off topic, but still satisfying. Man, do I love watching Penny Hardaway flame out of Memphis. That's one of the most beautiful destructions anybody talks
Who could have
about
seen
right
this
now.
Coming? A guy with no college head coaching experience has been a horrible hire despite his ability to accumulate massive amounts of talent? No, I'm shocked.
Did you guys notice this last night? Penny Hardaway is the first coach that we've seen in over a year and his entire staff that were actually wearing suits.
I did notice
He's
that.
Old school on that. Dude, I'll give him credit for that. Like, even Barnes is still in the quarter zip and black basketball shoes.
It was so weird. Tom Crean in his hoodie just goes over to shake Penny Hardaway's hand, and he's wearing like a three-piece suit. He had the full-blown vest and everything on.
Yeah, Penny looked good. So
he went all out with that vest.
Yeah, he's not had a really good career. You know, he's popped off at the mouth at one of the most highly respected first ballot Hall of Fame basketball coaches who's just – a total gentleman.
I'm here Rick for Barnes. The Memphis message board meltdown when Rick Barnes bends that insolent, whiny brat, Penny Softaway, over his knee and straps him on national television in Nashville. It's going to be beautiful.
I'm here for it. They already want to run him. I took a visit to their message board this morning. They want him gone.
Wait a minute. Like Memphis already. Has a message board?
All you got to do, Bear, is 247 and whatever. Sorry,
yeah.
My car's beeping. Whatever school you want to find, they all have a 247.
That's my method as well. Trey and I think a lot alike here, which is kind
of
scary.
Do I have access to any of these, or do you have to pay for everyone you go
yeah,
to?
Yeah, if you got VIP, Bear, for like the Tennessee one, you get VIP access to all of them.
Well, since I can't figure out how to cancel my subscription, I guess I ought to take advantage of it.
Exactly.
What you sent me did not work, by the way.
Did you call the number?
Yeah, and the guy pissed me off.
Well, no, it worked. You just didn't work.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Thanks, Trey. Anything else, man?
That's all I got, guys. Y'all have a good one.
So apparently,
my balls
the reason they had to vacate those wins Brian Kelly at Notre Dame, there was a tutor writing papers for their players, including four starters, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, defensive lineman. That's why his record took a hit. He's missing like 13 wins. They had to vacate a bunch of wins.
I had somebody writing term papers?
Yep. He'll fit right in the SEC.
Oh, yeah. Unless Linda Bensel Myers is hanging around.
He's off and running. Wow, a Linda Bensel Myers reference on the show.
Troughs, Linda Bensel Myers. How much more do you want from me? I'll deliver. Any other scandals or dirty things you want to talk about?
I think I'm good.
And pull some more skeletons out of the closet.
Quick timeout. Final break of the show this evening, folks. If you want to jump in, speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Back to wrap things up after this. Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio, wrapping up Thursday evening edition of the show. We'll be live tomorrow at National RX in Farragut, the first time in well over a year, and we couldn't be happier to be partnering up with them again. And we hope that you'll come out and see us. The Toy Drive for Toys for Tots. You can bring by toys anytime tomorrow. I think they open at 9 and close at about 7, and then you can bring them out on Saturday as well. They'll still be collecting toys for Tots. TJ the Kentucky Fan is next. What's up, TJ?
Well, boys, I survived going back home tonight. I've flown a lot, but I have never flown starting at 9:30 at night on the West Coast and land at 6 a.m. on the East Coast. That's going to be rough.
The red eye. All right.
Hey, look, I saw an article today, and I know a lot of schools have done it. I know Florida's done it, Tennessee's done it, Kentucky's done it a few times. What is your all's opinion on offering 8th graders or 7th graders, or even giving them a look at football or basketball or any sport? Today, Kentucky offered 2 7th graders football scholarships.
It's completely stupid, especially in football. My kid in 7th grade weighed like maybe like 95 pounds.
Now, okay.
3 years later, he's 6 foot and 230.
I agree with you. Counterpoint, if Archie Manning, we found out that they had a late breakthrough pregnancy. Archie and Olivia are pumping out another kid.
At 80?
I don't know how old they are. Yeah, sure. Mick Jagger had a kid at 80. I'm just saying. If Archie, I will have another son, is a masculine child. If you're Josh Heupel and any college football coach worth his salt, you're offering that kid in the womb.
What you're offering is you're already offering Peyton's kid, the one who's got the big head like he does with the football brain in it.
I'm just saying. It's, there's probably a reason.
I wonder if that's the same kid, the kid that you see in all the pictures of Peyton now. Mm-hmm. Is that the same kid that was wearing like when he was like 2 and he really looked like Peyton before he had hair? He had like the big, huge head.
I think so.
Anything else, TJ?
Yeah, so real quick, here's my thinking on it. If you're a school and you get in first, sometimes these kids stick to loyalty. So you are Kentucky or whoever. Josh Allen, linebacker from Kentucky, 7th overall draft pick. He had no offers. Kentucky got to him when he was a 9th grader. He still had no offers, and he came to Kentucky, and look what happened. I know it's 1 in 1 million or even a billion, but I think loyalty speaks a lot to some of these kids. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it matters. Get in front of them early. I mean, it's not a committable offer. It's not like they say, oh, yeah, I want to come to Kentucky, and then 5 years later you have to honor that scholarship. It's just it's marketing. So,
yeah.
It is a little strange, though. Danny is next. Hello, Danny.
Hello, guys. Hey.
What's up?
We need to hash out the trough debate from once and finally. What's wrong with America in today's males?
Okay.
The Vanderbilt game. How many people were there? Not that many, right?
Oh, 70,000.
So the line's backed up all the way out the bathroom. I'm thinking, man, these guys got to dump or something. I'm like, I got to pee. So I sneak in the exit, and nobody's at the trough. I'm like, come on, guys. If you're not secure enough in your masculinity, you need to go down and go where the skirt's on the door and sit down to pee.
That's what me and Jake are telling Russ. You know, just go down to where they've got to say. Just get in line with the women folk, Russ. Exactly. You go sit in a stall with a door.
Nobody's goop gazing at your whatever. We got to pee there. You stare forward. It's a code.
Now you do have to admit, Danny, it's kind of weird when you get that creepy feeling that somebody might not be staring at their equipment and might be stealing a glance at yours. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, there's weirdos all over, but I mean, come on, when you got
to
go.
Yeah, but the weirdo to normal ratio seems to be a little out of whack in the trough for him. I mean, we'd all agree, would we not?
It's like the military. You just stare at the wall, and when you're done, you just walk away.
Right. I mean, but, like, there was zero people at the trough, so I was like, yeah, I could have laid down and, you know, rainbowed that bad boy up there. It didn't matter.
All right. Thank you, Danny. We appreciate the phone call. I will say this puts a nice ribbon on the conversation because we get back to what we were talking about at the beginning. This isn't the military, Jake. This is the whole point of the conversation is this is an entertainment experience. We don't have troughs.
This is Tennessee football, my friend.
We have troughs. We don't have troughs at the movie theater.
There should be.
We're trying to get people to come to the stadium. And I'm sorry, like a quality restroom experience where you don't have to stand in line, where it's clean, where it's quick, where it's fast and efficient is another way to bring people in here. I'll tell you what's not a way. Hey, come on over. You get to pee in a trough with 30 other dudes.
There's nothing wrong with it, man.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying there's a better way to do it. And the way you guys cling to this is so bizarre to me. All right, Bear, last call. Who we got?
We got Neyland Mafia.
Neyland Mafia, what's up, brother?
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and Bear. Y'all were talking about scandals and stuff, and the last time I called in, Bear took great pains to remind me that at one time I'd set the record for most times banned and kicked off Twitter and all that kind of thing, and the two kind of link up. Do you guys remember Dr. Jamie Notwright?
Oh, yeah, that's the girl who claimed that Peyton Mooning assaulted her.
Well, Moon, Rikishi, whatever. One
gave her the stink face.
Yes, Fulmer called her bumpers. You know, there was a big to-do about it. Well, for some reason, one day I typed out her name in response to something that somebody was saying on Twitter. Not 5 minutes later, I get a DM from her or someone claiming to be her.
Wow.
And
what'd she say?
She was just kind of going ballistic. Like, if you knew what all I'd went through, and you Vol fans don't know this, and you don't know that, and blah, blah, blah. And so I said something, and this is where it ties into where Bear was talking about me constantly getting banned and kicked off Twitter.
It's a lot.
I said, will you show me why they called you Bumper?
All right. I think that's...
That's enough for us today.
That's a good point to end the show on, huh? Try to have a mature conversation. You guys just can't do it. Y'all can't do it. I hope you're proud of yourself. I hope you're really proud of yourself.
I feel like my work here is finished today.
Yep, time to go home.
Overtime is up next, live tomorrow at National RX.